subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you afiyat, such inspirational nasiha and history of the sahaba ikram. Allah ta'ala instill the love of the sahaba ikram in our lives. And that is why Markaz Sahaba was formed, to defend the integrity of the sahaba and inshallah speak about the seerah of the sahaba. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to follow in their footsteps. Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahab, once again, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mufti Sahab.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A quick story, Maulana. When we started in 2018, in April, Markaz Sahaba, so that was the name, and I was sitting there by the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, and admiring and looking at the Baytullah. Allah Jalla Wala inspired me and said, you got Markaz Sahaba, why you don't add the second part? The voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Sahaba Jama'ah. So in that way, then we joined it and said, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
Jazakallah, Allahumma lakal hamdu kullu wa lakal shukru kullu. Mufti Sahab, if a husband passes away and the wife remarries, which husband she will be with in Jannah?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you look at the authentic ahadith, then she will be ma'akhri azwajiha. She will be with the last husband. She'll forget everything else. But some ulama have said that no, the husband that treated her the best, she will be with him there. You know, some women, they send me questions. They say, we don't want to be with our husbands in Jannah because they treated us very badly here in this world. So inshallah, Allah, whatever you desire, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will grant you that, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, I would like to know, what is the procedure and criteria of taking a second wife? Does my first wife have to be told about it, Salman?
My brother Salman, is not permissible for you to take second wife because you can't even do justice to your first wife. Quran Sharif states, Surah 4, verse number 3, Masna wa thulatha wa ruba, as a Muslim male, you can take two or three or four wives at one time. Fa in khiftum alla ta'dilu, but if you fear you can't do justice, fa wahida, then you just stick and stay with your old wife, your first wife, old is gold, brother Salman. Second one, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Abu Dawood, in Tirmidhi, various compilations. Man kanat lahu imra'atan, whosoever has two wives. So this is just example, whether it's two, three, or four. وَمَالَ إِلَىٰ إِحْدَاهُمَا, and he favors one over the other. He neglects one, abandons them, and just favors the one. جَاءَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَشِقُّهُ سَاقِيتٌ, you will come on the day of Qiyamah and your body will be bent towards one side, humiliated, disgraced in front of all humanity. I'm asking you, brother Salman, I don't know you, but I'm asking you a question. Do you really think you will do justice with your two wives? Second one, do you have the financial means? Third one, when she gives birth, she also will inherit, you also, and the children will also inherit. That will be a recipe for disaster for you and your family and so forth. So my advice to you, it is 100% permissible, but the Muslims of today, majority of them, Arab, Indian, Chinese, African, whatever, 90%, 80% don't do justice. So therefore we say permissible, but discourage, my brother. So that are the biggest conditions. You must do justice and you must have the financial means and so forth.
How can fitrah be given to non-zakatable people or to those people who stand in a queue outside the masjid before Eid Salah?
Not permissible. Majority of them are professional beggars. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hadith in Abu Dawood, wa huwa hadithun sahih, and his authentic hadith. An Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu an, who passed away in the year 68 in Taif. Muhammad bin Hanafiya, the son of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, he was a Tabi'i successor. Muhammad bin Hanafiya rahimahullah, Rahimahullah performed Abdullah ibn Abbas janaza and funeral prayer. He states, Abdullah ibn Abbas, farada Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam zakat al-fitri. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made zakat al-fitr, sadaqat al-fitr, as anonymous these terms. Then compulsory, and everybody says it compulsory, Hanafi, Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbalis. So the tuhrat al-lisa'imi min al-lagwi wa rafath, to purify the fasting person from the obscene things we spoke or we saw or we heard and so forth. And wa tu'umatan lil masakin, you must empower the poor, poor Muslims, so they can also enjoy the day of Eid and so forth. And faman addaha qabla salatil Eid, when you pay it before the Eid prayer and Eid day and so forth, it's better before Eid day. Fahiya zakatun maqbula, then it is accepted and you receive the maximum charity. وَمَنْ أَدَّاهَا بَعْدَ الصَّلَاةِ, and whoever pays it after the Eid Salat, فَهِيَ صَدَقَةٌ مِّنَ الصَّدَقَاتِ, it just becomes a charity. So my advice to you will be, you must give it to those people who are very, very poor, and not those people who are professional beggars and so forth. You know what is a masla? The masla is this, understand properly. That person who has qutu yawmin wa laylatin, he has enough food for one day, one night, 24 hours, according to Shafi's, Hanbalis and all of them, that sadaqatul fitr is compulsory upon them. Never mind receiving, they will have to pay sadaqatul fitr. And yet we giving them sadaqatul fitr, how does that work? And according to the Hanafis and them, they say, you must take all the wealth, the gold, the silver, the clothing, everything that is extra, and your pots and pans and whatever, everything that is extra. So you put all together, and if it reaches 8,000 rand nowadays, so then Sadaqatul Fitr will be compulsory upon you. So how we can give these people, half of them are mufatiyas, and just collecting more and more and so forth. So we must look for people. Even now you should be doing it, and give to the poor Muslim people who can then prepare for themselves and their families for Eid al-Fitr.
Sir, Jonathan and here, tell me about Islam versus Christianity. The advantages of both, I need to make the right choice now.
My brother Jonathan, I'm asking you three questions, and I really appreciate your question, my brother Jonathan. You see, last year, you told me, Jonathan, when I say you, I don't mean per se you, I mean Christianity. There you told me, Jonathan, that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, was born, and his honorable birth, auspicious birth, took place on 25th December. But when I went to study the Quran Sharif and the Bible, I found it's not true. And I went to Palestine 5 times and I was there in December. So why I'm telling you that, I want you to write all these things, write it down, my brother Jonathan, right? So where was he born? Jesus. Jesus, Isa alayhi salatu salam, his honorable name, Name Nami, mentioned 25 times in the Noble Quran. His honorable mother mentioned 34 times in the Quran, Maryam, Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha. Isa means to be fair in complexion. Maryam means radiallahu anha, to be abida, a worshipper of Almighty Allah. And she gave birth to him, to Jesus, peace be upon him, miraculously in Baitul Lahmin in Bethlehem. I want to draw to your attention, my brother Jonathan, that you believe and you say and Christians say that he was born on 25th December. But nowhere is that mentioned in scripture. It's a lie, it's a fabrication. Why? You go, my brother Jonathan, and look in Luke, L-U-K-E, chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. And what will you find there in the Bible? You will find that at the occasion when Jesus' auspicious birth was taking place, then the animals were grazing. I pose this question to you, my brother Jonathan. When will the animals graze? If you know Palestine and today occupied Palestine, you will know that mid-December is winter. It's very, very cold. And yeah, the animals will be grazing in mid-summer. So that's in June, July. And that is exactly what the Quran Sharif teaches us. That wahuzzi ilayki bijiz in nakhla tusaqit alayki rutaban janiya. Oh, you Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha, after you gave birth to Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, what should you do? Then you should shake the tree, and what will you find? That you will find the fresh dates, and the ripe dates will fall upon you. And that obviously will happen during the summer months and not the winter months. Chapter number 19, Surah Maryam, verse number 25. So the Quran is telling us the Milad Isa alayhi salatu salam, the auspicious and miraculous birth of him took place in summer and not in winter. So what you're going to do, look to today, what you going to do, my brother Jonathan? You're going to look at Luke, and that I gave you chapter 2 and verses 8 and 9, okay? This weekend that you're celebrating and the Christians are celebrating, what they call it, Easter weekend. So let us discuss that and see what happens. So we say that, remember, the Quran is very clear on this. وَمَا قَتَلُوا وَمَا صَلَبُوا, that nor did the Jutlas and the Jews assassinate Jesus, peace be upon him, and nor did they crucify him. And that is the unanimous belief of the Muslims. But the Christians say no, that Jesus was crucified and he was killed by the Jews and so forth and so on, and he died for their sins. So all that they say, if you want the Quran, my brother Jonathan, go and read chapter 4 and verses 157-158. Alhamdulillah. Sorry about that, Jonathan. So Almighty Allah teaches us in chapter 4, and that is Surah Nisa, regarding the women, verses 157-158. وَمَا قَتَلُوا, nor did the Jews or anybody else kill and assassinate Jesus, peace be upon him, and nor did they crucify him. Okay? Now, what does your Bible, what does the Bible say, my brother Jonathan? Go to Matthew and go to chapter 14 and verse number 20. Chapter 14 and verse number 20. And what is said there? We speak about Jonah. Jonah is Yunus alayhi salam. I'm paraphrasing it. So there it is mentioned, Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights. And you, Jesus, will be in the belly of the earth, of the land and the sand for 3 days and 3 nights. This is what the Pope, this is what the pastor, this is what the priest tells their congregation. They tell them that yesterday, Friday, Good Friday, that Jesus was crucified, and before sunset he was placed in the tomb, in the grave. And which tomb? That is Holy Sepulchre, Kanisatul Qiyamah, the church behind Masjidul Aqsa. I went right inside there as well in the church. So with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. So nevertheless, the point I want to make, so Friday night he was in the tomb. And then Saturday, today, he was in the tomb. Saturday night, he was in the tomb. When Mary Magdalene went Sunday morning to anoint him, to anoint Jesus, she found the tomb, the grave was empty. So I'm asking you, my brother Jonathan, that this whole Easter weekend is concocted or fabricated, or is it the truth? The Bible says 3 days, 3 nights, but you count, you don't have to be a rocket scientist. It is 1 day and 2 nights, Friday night, Saturday night, and Saturday. So who is lying, my brother Jonathan? Is the Bible lying? Is the Pope lying? The priest lying? The Christians lying? So therefore, third question, which version of the Bible you're going to believe in? I have here 5-6 Bibles. You got the King James Version, you got the Good News Bible, you got the New International Version, so many versions that even the virgins are confused, my brother. I invite you, my brother Jonathan, embrace Islam. Our Quran Sharif is the direct speech of Almighty Allah. My brother Mawlana Salim Karim Hafidahullah is a great Hafiz, a good reciter of the noble Quran. He knows the entire Quran by heart. I learnt it also by my honorable Ustad and teacher Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia Hafidahullah. Millions of men, women, adults and children have by hearted it. And our constitution remains preserved in its pristine purity, no addition, no omission, no interpolation. Chapter 15, verse number 9. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Oh, you Hafiz, oh, you Hafiza, do you know your rank? Therefore, I told you before I went for Salat, complete the Quran Sharif on the odd nights, and you ordinary Muslim was not a Hafiz as well. When you become Hafiz, Allah is so pleased with you. Allah took his attribute of Hafiz and transferred it Hafiz Maulana Salim Karim. So what an honor that is. What you say, Jonathan? So then you answer this and go ask your Pope, go ask your priest, go ask your pastor, dance al di popper dance, that your whole Easter is a big lie, your whole Christmas is a big fabrication, the whole Christianity is to make the masses into asses. And if you think I'm talking nonsense, go to the BBC and Google it. Many years ago I read it, The Rise of the Crescent. The rise of Islam. They called it the rise of the crescent. And the decline and the fall of the cross. And the fall of Christianity. All religions today are falling apart. The only one that is increasing is Islam in all parts of the world. We invite you, my brother Jonathan. If you ready, we ready. We like an ever-ready battery to make you Muslim. You are in Durban, and we have thousands of contacts there and hundreds of students of mine there. So inshallah, wherever you are, we will make arrangements and they will teach you about Islam. Inshallah, my brother Jonathan.
Mufti Saab, I am a revert. It is the best thing that ever happened to me. However, my wife is a non-Muslim and I don't want to leave her, but she refuses to revert. What do I do now?
My brother, when you embraced Islam, what did you say? You said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I bear witness that I worship none except Him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. I bear witness that Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was, is, will always be the last and the final messenger of Almighty Allah. Let us go to the noble Quran and see what the Quran Sharif states addressing me and you. The Quran Kareem states that وَلَا تَنْكِحُ الْمُشْرِكَاتِ, that you cannot marry a Hindu, you cannot marry a Buddhist, an idol worshipper, and so forth and so on. I pose this question to you, my brother Harun, Musa, Yahya, Zakaria, Isa, Ilyas, that you are a Muslim, but now you are married, you say, to this lady here. So what will happen to your children? Al-Ummu al-Madrasatul Ula. We have a parable, we have a saying, a proverb in the Arabic language. The mother is the first teacher. She, that beloved wife of yours, you don't want to leave her. She will make your children into non-Muslim. Is that what you really want for life? What will you tell Almighty Allah tomorrow? What will you tell the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? I became Muslim, I reverted, but I allowed my children to become non-Muslim. Go and read, my brother, chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 221. It's haram for you to stay with her. You must immediately separate from her. Unless she embraces Islam, then everything is fine. But as long as she does not want to embrace Islam, then you tell her that now you're leaving her because you can't allow your children to become non-Muslim. So that is the long and short of it. And likewise, the other way around, in chapter 60, verse 10, that where a Muslim lady, she goes and marry a Jew, a Christian, a Hindu, a Buddhist, any non-Muslim, absolutely haram. And if people consider that halal, they're out of the fold of Islam. Chapter 60, verse 10. La hunna hillu lahum wa la hum yahilluna lahun. That remember that you, the Muslimah, Muslim lady, you're not halal for non-Muslim men, irrespective of which faith they belong to. And they, the non-Muslim men, are not halal permissible for you. So that is our advice. Make your decision today. Today is D-Day for you, brother.
Assalamu alaikum. I went to one masjid for Fajr Salah and there is dua ikunu de nazila on behalf of the Palestinian brothers. What is the masla for that?
Very good. We encourage it 100%. We say every imam in the world should be reading it. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam read the kunut for 1 month, summa tarakahu, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. But that does not mean it only for 1 month. You can continue for 2 months, 3 months. In Fajr Salat and Maghrib Salat to read kunut and nazila is a sunnah, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So we encourage it 100%, remember. Jazakallah khairan to you, Muhammad Salim Kareem. Today we will see you this afternoon between 2 and 4 on the Q&A. And now time for the news. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.